that rocks.
Hey, good morning.
It is good morning.
It's a great morning.
Let's get it.
No, it's a fantastic. No, it's the most superest duper morning ever.
It's glorious.
It's glorious. I actually got a little sun yesterday.
Yeah.
We were out fishing.
Did a little fishing, didn't catch any fish.
No, no. Right now it hasn't been great, so.
I do feel a little sunbeat.
Yeah, you got some good color. Mm-hmm. You're very fair-skinned.
Oh, yeah.
You're a fair-skinned fairy boy.
Yeah, yeah. In the winter, you can actually see through me.
It's great. I can see all your veins.
All right.
It's weird.
Casper's like, damn.
Get some sun, for God's sakes,
man.
You're so white, even Casper the friendly ghost. Right,
people look at me like, ah! Oh, jeez. I thought you were an entity.
I'm just thinking about you, like, walking through the mall, scaring everybody.
Right, why is everybody
scared? Do you hear the mall's haunted now? Some tall, pasty ghost walking around.
All right. Oh, God.
I love it. He's so white.
You can see my organs.
Every time you eat, you can see the food go down.
All right, it takes me a while to get a little color, man.
Oh, God, but you look good.
Yeah, thanks.
You look sexy right now. Uh-huh. Got a nice little color to you. Nice little bronze.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
Weirdest thing, though, you still got a tan donger. It's weird.
Oh man. Really tan.
So tan.
Doesn't match the rest of my body at all.
You know, we could have ended it on a decent note, but we had to ruin it. A 45-year-old woman named Sarah Beach was on a Delta flight from London to Salt Lake City on Thursday. She's an American who's been living in England. Mm-hmm. She's probably one of those two that fakes the English accent.
Oh, yeah.
Just the worst.
You've been there for like 4 days. You don't have...
It's like those girls in college that do like a summer abroad in England. They come back with an English accent.
You're like,
shut up, Sarah. You did, you were there for a month, you idiot. While they were over the ocean, she started sprinting up and down the aisles of the plane. Mm-hmm. She threw a cup of coffee on half a dozen passengers and then overturned a drink cart.
Oh, God.
It's not clear what prompted it. Maybe she was just afraid of flying and panicked. But luckily, there were two air marshals on board. They got her under control, made her sit next to them, and she was fine for a while. She wanted to use the bathroom twice, and they took her. But then after the third trip to the bathroom, she jumped on one of the air marshals' backs and then started attacking him.
Good God, lady.
Sarah was really amped up.
All right. Bath salts?
It could have been something. She's facing assault charges and had to undergo a mental health evaluation. That's Sarah right there. She looks a little kooky.
Oh, yeah.
Cuckoo.
So, I don't know, man. Here's the thing. On planes, don't do anything. All right?
Just sit there. Look forward.
Get your complimentary dinner if it's a long flight. Mm-hmm. Have a couple drinks. It's not horse around time, okay?
No horsing around on the plane.
It's not sprint down the aisle time, okay? Uh-huh. Just sit in your seat. Everyone's on edge flying.
You already have that kid kicking the back of your seat anyway.
God. It's the worst. Just sit there and be a normal person for the duration of the flight. It's not hard to do. It's not hard to do.
Go nuts, man.
Yeah, and don't jump on an air marshal. I feel like I shouldn't have to say this.
Right.
You know, this is the first person I've seen that actually deserved to get their ass kicked and dragged off a plane.
You want
to
get Liam Neeson? That's how you get Liam Neeson.
That's how you get Liam Neeson on a plane.